The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday the 26th, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots to talk about today. I told you all I wanted to continue walking through the 10th anniversary of the gender equality referendum 2016, why it's a magical journey that starts all the way in 2002. But before then, I've got a guest in studio, and of course, we are going to touch the headlines this morning. So to start the show, let me remind y'all about something. First of all, I don't have to remind you y'all like foolishness, but maybe I have to remind you that Soya Boy is hosting his show, Y'all Like Foolishness Bay, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the newest spaces on the island called Y'all Space. I think Y'all Space is
off of Faith Avenue North,
right? Y'all Like Foolishness Bay. Hopefully, we could get Mr. Soya on the show with me tomorrow to talk about what type of foolishness he be into. Still, he ain't bring me my mutton from Long Island. I'm going to introduce my guest right away. My guest is Ms. Denise Major. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And she is joining us this morning from the
Ministry of Health and Wellness. I'm representing the Bahamas National AIDS Program and the Infectious Diseases Program.
Okay, awesome. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yes, Ms. Major, because you would understand, right? Not because your last name is Major and you could be from Long Island.
I am. I have my roots. Well, there you... I ain't got no money neither, though.
See, I want the set with the big horns, so when I get on Shirley Street and the bay slide through that Collins Avenue stop sign, when you see me grab them horn and start prancing on my mutton, he ain't gonna never do that.
That'll be the last time. They ain't gonna never do it again.
In front of my car again. Body eating mutton. If I ain't eating mutton. Anyway, Soya Boy this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Y'all Space, Y'all Like Foolishness Bay. Miss Major is joining us this morning because this Friday, the 26th of June, 2026, is the regional testing day, and they are offering free HIV and STI screenings. It's a very, very important part of our year, right?
This, yes.
In fact, Ms. Major going to tell you a bit about it. What I know is when I began my advocacy in about 2001 with women's rights advocacy and then 2003 with LGBTI rights advocacy, HIV and AIDS awareness, prevention, and support advocacy and activist programs were running.
Yeah.
They were already on the ground, and for many advocates and activists, the HIV space laid a framework for us to understand not just advocacy generally, but the cultural aspects that need to be recognized for effective advocacy in the Bahamas.
Yes. So, well, actually, in 2025, we actually recognized 40 years of HIV in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And we had a slew of activities and events honoring the persons, honoring the persons who were a part of it from back then. Mm-hmm. So we had a whole slew of events from November to December, but we are going to continue. Mm-hmm. But with regards to Regional Testing Day, that has been happening from 1995.
Wow.
So from 1995, originally it's observed in the U.S. June 27th of every year.
Okay.
You know, we Caribbean, we different. We mm-hmm. observe the last Friday. We ain't sticking to no date, but the last Friday of every June is where we observe Regional Testing Day in the Caribbean.
Okay.
So what it is, establishments, non-government organizations, non-profit organizations, we all get together to promote HIV awareness, as well as the importance of getting tested, adhering to medication, staying on treatment, and just overall staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So for the month of June, we stage different activities within the community where we just make it accessible to the people. You don't have to go to the clinic. You don't have to go to any doctor. We bring the testing to you.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last, we've been in the Fort Charlotte community, East Street, Baintown. And on Friday, it's culminating with the big event on Armbilly Park from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right.
So we can catch you before you go to work, on your lunch break, and when you get off. You have no excuse. Come out, get tested. We're offering HIV testing, STI screening, as health screenings from our partner organization within the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your high blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, their HB levels. And as you know, June is Men's Health Month. So
okay.
the men are to provide information, support, and make appointments as well.
Kermit, we're going to write a new song. It'd say, you can't be a gallus unless you know what's in your chalice.
I like right? that. That might be a theme next year. I like that.
Yes,
like, I like that.
You have to know what's going on with your body.
Yeah.
Right? And I get the impression ain't none of y'all going to stop trying to be gallus. Right? Like, that's not on y'all agenda for this year. So put regular testing and regular screenings on your agenda for every year. In fact, the young people getting savvy now, you know. I know some young people, Ms. Major, they go out on a date with someone, but before they take that next step, they tell them, let's go get tested together.
And I love that for them. That is one of our healthier choices. Mm-hmm. As long as you're sexually active, you should be getting tested at least once a year, minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple partners, every time you change a partner. You don't trust that partner every 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Take responsibility, take accountability for your health, out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm looking out for my health, I'm looking out for your health as well.
Exactly. There's a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, screen, your guest. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I want to ask your guest a question, right? Since Sweetheart has become the secondary national sport of the Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has testing gone up or down, or is it borderline?
So as...
Because you know people... Morals still is corners of cowards.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what they say. We know that sweethearting is a part of our culture. We know this...
Our national pastime.
Right. Even more
as
so...
As they're being said, yeah.
From the documentary Eyes Man, right? Mm-hmm. Nicolette Bethel sort of broke down... Yeah, thank you for that. Nicolette Bethel sort of broke down the myths about the nuclear family
mm-hmm.
and explained that while it may be an ideal that we are pursuing, it's not the norm historically
mm-hmm.
in this place that used to be a plantation and then was colonized, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's the question really is, as we become more comfortable with talking about sweetheart culture and as sweetheart culture becomes more in the front, right, and exposed, have you seen an increase in testing or a shift in testing behaviors?
I don't think it has anything to do with the culture per se, but the fact that we are becoming more comfortable with our sexuality and being more comfortable with our autonomy and the ability mm-hmm. to get these screenings done, of course, and at my own discretion.
Yeah.
So I am able to, because the service is available to get tested,
mm-hmm.
I can go into the clinic Monday through Friday and get tested. And like I said, we are in the community often. So the fact that it's accessible makes it more common.
Okay.
Or more commonplace.
So if you bring it, they will come.
Exactly.
If you make the services available, understanding parts of the culture, yeah. which is, I don't want everybody to know my business.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, people see me go out with him, but I don't, everybody don't
even. And who cares? We want to shift that mindset. This yeah. is a good thing that you're doing. You are supposed to know your sexual health status. So we want you to be comfortable. And like he said, I'm in 2026. We're still hiring condom cigars. Well, yeah. if that's the action you're moving with, at least know the status of yourself and your partner if you're not using condoms. If we're not being monogamous, if we're not using condoms, at least know that I and my partner are negative.
In fact, that should cause you to prioritize testing,
yes.
right? And shift your personal culture,
yes.
right? So when I was younger, I realized after a couple of awkward experiences mm-hmm. that it was important to be honest about what it is I was looking for and to let other people know, like, I'm expecting that level of honesty and disclosure,
yes.
right? And so it was as simple as, but it wasn't that figuring out how to say to someone, what are you looking for? Are you looking for physical intimacy, emotional intimacy, or sexual intimacy?
And we are now having those conversations. Back when we got started many moons ago, the conversation wasn't that easy to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because everything is on social media, on the internet, on the songs we listen to, and the movies that we watch, the conversation need to be making responsible decisions of, mm-hmm. regarding our sexual health.
All right, so now tell me, what does the Bahamas National HIV and AIDS program want us, the public, to know
mm-hmm.
As we prepare for regional testing day and post-regional testing day?
I mean, in general, as long as you're sexually active, you should be getting tested.
Yeah.
You should be getting your screenings done. You should be getting your annual physical done. As a part of that annual physical, these screenings are included free of charge.
Awesome.
So yes, you can go to the private doctor and get it done, but if you do not have the means to do so, we offer these screenings.
Mm-hmm.
HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, hepatitis, all of these screenings are done free of charge.
And I would say, normally when we talk about HIV and STI screenings, right,
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about prioritizing these things for healthy and safe sexual interactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are some instances where you should prioritize this, not because you are sexually active, but because of your other types of interactions, right?
Yes, and it's linked to our overall health, our mental health, our physical health, our financial health.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are linked. Our theme this year, get tested, get treated, stay healthy. And this is why we partner with all of these other components. Mm-hmm. A lot of our men don't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
They send us, say, oh, whatever happened to my wife or my girlfriend, she's straight. If she ain't got it, I ain't got it.
Yeah. But it could be that you have it, and that's why she's concerned that she may have it.
No, and by the grace of God, you don't have it.
Yeah.
I am a healthy carrier. You just don't have it.
Yeah.
But pure chance. I am on my medication. I am a healthy carrier. I'm just not able to transmit this virus to you.
All right.
Be responsible and accountable for your own health.
I was thinking of, so when I was younger, right, I would not kiss a baby. I just wouldn't kiss. You know why?
Please don't.
I don't want
kiss babies.
I don't want no baby fall in love with me. What do you mean you imprint on me and now you guys spend as much time with me as the mama? No.
The only baby
However,
kisses your own, please.
Right. Right. Then we learned that babies are vulnerable to all kinds of things, brand new.
Yeah.
They have an STI that you are unaware of, and you may pass it on to this little baby.
You may have anything that you may pass on to this little baby. Keep mm-hmm. your mouth off people's children.
Yeah.
like clothing, especially they're so vulnerable. So yeah, that's something we push as well. Keep your mouth to yourself.
Right, and this sort of culture, like,
yeah.
listen, you don't just go and touch people without
and
asking questions.
And we are such a touchy and handsy culture.
And it's all love.
Yeah, it is, but 2026, you have to be a little more mindful. Like, we ain't washing our hands as often as we should be. Like, we're not as cleanly as we should be. We're trying to change it with all these campaigns, and the campaigns are doing an awesome job. Mm-hmm. But still, it's better be cautious.
For me, I'm 50 now. I've worked in HIV advocacy mm-hmm. and then have supported HIV advocacy, you know, sort of auxiliarily. For me, I see that this focus on HIV and awareness, AIDS awareness, STI awareness, has prepared us for a new culture, right? For a world of viruses.
Yeah.
Right? And so a number of the viruses that we are now being exposed to, either through the media or through contact, right? And we get it. They do have an element where they can be transmitted sexually.
Yes.
Right? So now it's not just HIV and AIDS or STIs that you must be aware of that can be transmitted sexually. There are other types of viruses that can also be transmitted.
Why these screenings are important. This is why going to the doctor on a regular basis is important. And just informing yourself of getting to know your body as well. Because a slight shift in your body, like, okay, this isn't normal. This isn't what I expect. But a lot of us don't even know our bodies well enough. So even when we do the HIV advocacy, it's more than just use condoms, don't have sex, get tested. It's about knowing.
Spatial awareness.
Yeah, setting boundaries. Even healthy and healthier relationships, all of this tie into HIV and STI prevention.
Now, before we go, a lot of people, well, my tent filled with commercials for this product. The product is called PrEP.
Okay.
For people who are interested in learning more about PrEP or figuring out how they can gain access PrEP locally, right, can they reach out to the National HIV and AIDS Program the Bahamas AIDS Foundation?
Yes. So here at the National HIV and Infectious Diseases Program, we do offer PrEP as well. So testing, treatment, care, support, prevention. PrEP is one of our prevention tools.
Right.
And to find out more information, it's a simple process. You come in, you get your blood screenings done, you get your information, you meet with the doctor, and it's one pill a day. One pill a day. You're screened, you're interviewed, you meet with a doctor, blood work is done. Simple. But to find out more information about PrEP or any of our screening services, we can be contacted at 604-9060, 604-9113. And even though I dread giving my number out, I give it out because this is what I do. And I know people would love that personal contact, and I can link you. I am going to cut my phone off at 7 o'clock.
Yes. But do not disturb.
Boundaries. Yes. Boundaries. 812-2974. But PrEP is also offered at the National HIV and Infectious Diseases Program. So we offer testing, screening, as well as PrEP, condoms. And we also go out into the communities and have these conversations for anyone who requires it. So we partner a lot with the Urban Renewal. We partner with schools. We partner with churches. We partner with community organizations. We make sure try to cover all of our bases. Through the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, we are able to go to the Family Islands as well to make sure they have the information as well.
Now, I know it's not supposed to be a long segment, but Miss, I am enjoying the conversation. That's a lot of information. For people under the age of 18, are they able to access the screenings without parental consent?
No, they cannot. They are still legally minors, and they services at the adult center on School Lane.
Okay. Can a parent come to the HIV program and say, hey, I'm not ready to have this conversation with my child yet. I suspect, right now, I just want them to get screened.
Again, we would refer them to the Adolescent Health Center because that's where all minors should be going, to the Adolescent Health Center.
Absolutely.
But we do offer the conversation. We do offer the talk. We partner with the guidance counselors in the various schools, youth organizations. And like I said, we go in and we have these conversations, not just with the kids themselves or the young people themselves, with the parents. Things you should be looking out for, when you should have the conversation. Starting this conversation at 16 is doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because from a 2, they're being exposed to things.
Yep.
From 2, we should be teaching them, hi, vagina, penis, proper names of anatomy.
Also, we had this little crazy trend a few months ago, like a little TikTok thing, right? You know, y'all know that song that say, gang, gang. I be outside with my gang gang. Y'all be making all of these little videos with y'all children to this song, right? So now the children know
that's
the song.
That's a cool song, though.
I mean,
it's a catchy beat. Fun. You don't care what it means.
I done make up my own Bahamian version. When you say the 2, the 4, the 2 when you want. Oh, I make them make up. And then I say, let me go find a music video.
Yeah.
if y'all see what your children could be watching.
But again, it opens the door for conversation.
No, exactly.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because, and I think persons of a certain generation, they don't want to have these conversations. But the kids having this conversation, whether you have it with them or not. Mm-hmm. They ain't having it with you, but they having it with somebody. And I tell people all the time, I should not be the first person your child talk to about sex because you don't know me from a can of paint. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I'm telling your child. Have that conversation at home. So when I do talk to the child, well, my mommy say this and my daddy say that. And I can just sit back and listen. And then if there's need to, I can reach out and talk to the parents as well. Mm-hmm. But that conversation starts at home.
Miss, I try to talk to you first as a parent. Now.
Yeah.
I try to talk to you first.
Yeah.
Can I reach out to the organization and say, hey, I am ready to have this conversation
we
with
do
my
that
child.
On,
can
we
you
do that. 22974. We do that on a regular basis. I have more calls coming in from parents. Hey, Denise, you can do it. You can pull up, or we can meet. And we meet to McDonald's. We meet to on the park. We make it accessible. Because, again, we have those persons who are shy about coming into the center.
Yeah.
Fine. You don't have to. Even though all kind of services are being offered in there, nobody knows what you're coming in there for. Mm-hmm. But we make this accessible to you, which is why we do the community outreaches as well.
Ms. Bajor, Denise, you know, our generation, I think, may have been the first stretches, right?
Yeah.
Like we about 1990, between 1990 and 1994, mm-hmm. even school.
Yeah.
Our generations were kind of the first to have like access to satellite TV.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so I think we had a lot of parents that just were not aware of the scope of information that we were now exposed to.
And it's much worse now.
Yeah.
My 2-year-old grandbaby has a phone and I just have to sit down and I just have to be aware when that screen slides. Hey, what that is?
Mm-hmm.
And she can say things. At 2, word for word. That same Gang Gang song. I'm sure you know that. And we aren't monitoring our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We let these devices grow them up.
Mm-hmm. Solomaid, I need you to do a remake of
Gang Gang.
outside and inside the church, okay?
Yes, please.
Let these young people know that if they want to be a part of a gang, here is a safe, healthy gang to be a part of your church community.
But the thing is, what I'm loving as well, a lot of youth groups are reaching out to me. Like most Fridays, my time is spent and they are open to these conversations.
Yeah.
And the parents are involved. And I think last week, the question was asked, what is one thing you wish you had discussed when you were a child? Sex and finances.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the two top things. And listening to the teens of today, they're saying the same thing. We want someone to listen to us, not talk at us, but listen to us.
Without the judgment.
Without the judgment. Even you could judge, but at least listen and provide feedback and be open to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I judge them all the time. I was like, doesn't that make an ounce of sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I get it.
Like, I understand why,
you think this makes sense, but
yeah.
Baby, it don't make no sense.
And trust
and
me.
Here's why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking to you from experience because I was young and dumb too. So life is about growth and continuous education.
And community, right?
Yes.
And community. Because, yeah, I could be honest, some people are a little old and dumb.
Yes.
And in some instances, it's not their fault.
So there's
fault,
no judgment. I mean, even
right?
If there's judgment, there's slight judgment. But just know we're entertained by it because we see ourselves in you. Like,
and it's a different type of intelligence. Let me tell you something. You know what I love? I love older Bahamian women. And you watch them, Columbo was seen. We was at the produce exchange and they're throwing away peppers and, you know, they're getting rid of refuse, discard.
Yeah.
And the people said you could, if you could stand going through it, you could have it. Man, it took mom 3 minutes to figure out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That she should come talk to us to figure out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
See, because if them two little, because we were scrubby, we in the things.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, she had her own pepper picking station set up next to us, right?
Yes.
So it's a different type of intelligence.
Yeah.
But that's why community, right? Because as you young person get older, you will see the ways in which you can help your grammy learn about
you
things.
You don't pass nothing until you're dead.
Right? And then you're going to be safe on the cell phone. Mm-hmm. Your grammy teaching you how to be safe on the streets and don't listen to any old merman,
yeah.
Merking, singing to you, Chikchani trying to swing your head in the club. Right? Like intergenerational community has so much value.
And that's what we're lacking.
Right.
That's what we're missing. We need to bring that back.
And grammys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that when you birthed the mother, the egg that produced the grandchild was in her body, right? We understand this maternal connection. Mm-hmm. Grammy, sometimes you got to be the mother that they can talk to.
Yeah.
Right? The same way that Grammys is treat the grandchildren and spoil them, but didn't do same thing to the children.
I'm guilty.
Intergenerational community.
I'm guilty.
It's so great. So give the people the details for Friday again.
So for Friday, we will be at R.M. Bailey Park from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We are offering HIV testing, STI screenings, as mm-hmm. well as other health screenings, inclusive of blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose. And like I said, our team from Men's Health is going to be there. Mm-hmm. For the STI screening, our cutoff point will be bloods to the labs at a certain mm-hmm. time. If you are interested, and this is, we are asking everyone to bring their medical record number. That's the number that's associated with you when you go to PMH. Mm-hmm. If you don't have one, don't shit for you. If you don't know the number offhand.
Yeah.
But if you have never, ever stepped foot in PMH, you have to go get one created. And that process is easy. Take a government document, preferably NIB, driver's license,
voter's card.
Right. Go right to the registration department. If you are a Bahamian, it's free of charge. If you are not a national, I think it's $20.
Okay.
But the fee is minimal.
Yeah.
But again, for the STI screening, we need that medical record number. If you don't know it offhand, but you have stepped foot in PMH before, we can search it for you. Don't let that be a hindrance. Still come out and get tested. You get the results back from the HIV test 15 minutes from the finger prick. The STI screening, you'll be given a doctor's appointment to come back and see the doctor. And that usually is within a week or two.
And if you need support, you can get support, right? And walking through your results, understanding.
So one of the steps is pretest counseling. So before you even take any of those tests, we sit, our team sits, talks with you, and just finds out the reason you're doing it. And just a regular screening, fine, go through the process. But if you have questions, we have trained counselors and nurses available to walk you through the process to get the test done, as well as when you get the results.
All right. I want to say to people right now who are a little nervous, a little anxious, say, I don't know if I want to go to the park. First of all, you confuse the enemy. Never lie to your practitioner.
Never
lie to your practitioner, right? But if somebody say, hey, I see you by R.M. Bailey the other day, and say, yeah, man, y'all better be on the road trying to be gallus. Y'all need to save some of the gals for me.
And we got things too. When you get tested, you get your things.
Right? I come to get information for y'all better who want to be gallus, right? And say, when they ask you what's going on, say, listen, you see, I raising a boy and I raising a girl, right? Mm-hmm. I need to not only prepare them, I need to prepare the parents or the children that they could be interacting with.
Yes.
Right? So you could lie to the other people about why you there. Never lie to your practitioner.
And a name table set up. It's an educational game. So you can win prizes once you get your testing done. We have prizes and items for you as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a full day of activity, education, and health services.
Tell them, hey, you see they're giving away free things?
Yeah, we get things.
My Father's Day extended. I get free things, right? So, Ms. Major, please give us the contact information again.
604-9060, 604-9113, and 812-2974.
Friday, the 26th of June, 2026, is Regional Testing Day, and the Ministry of
Health and Wellness
and its partners, the Bahamas AIDS Foundation and the Bahamas National HIV and AIDS Program, is providing free HIV and STI screenings at R.M. Bailey Park from 8 a.m.
to 8 p.m.
Ms. Major, thank you very much. I know that you work with the government, so now I have to dismiss you.
Yes.
I got to now
the government job.
Turn and ask these people why they don't stop at stop signs. And if they understand the correlation, do they understand the correlation between the driving culture and interpersonal culture, right? A stop sign is a boundary.
So true.
Age is a boundary. Do we take stop signs seriously in this country, right? Not knowing the status of your partner is a boundary. It's a stop sign. Do we understand the value and importance of stop signs in this country? And do we know how to teach our children about them? Ms. Major, thank you so much for joining
me. It's always a pleasure.
On the other side of the break, I'm going to talk. Man, Sawyer boy, you got me talking foolishness today. I mean, we're walking through the 2016 gender equality referendum and we're touching the headlines. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on
your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go to alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Put more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity debt consolidation loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity debt consolidation loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rate. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Boys with some blue steel running wrong in circles just to get a square meal. But as a normal seed, let's just keep it real. Cause everybody's selling keys, normal, normal. I know they're busting at police, normal, normal. I see your body in the streets, normal, normal. But we just buried it in seeds, normal, normal. And
tomorrow is good yawning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. That show, again, is Normal by Freetown Collective. That's our Trini brothers and sisters, right? But I think the worst thing we could do for these children is to try and convince them that these things that they're experiencing are just normal. What I appreciate about the regional testing day is that we are ensuring that people have access to resources to make healthier and safer decisions. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Present. Good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Sparky.
Yes, first thing I would say, yesterday and this morning was surprising and a beautiful day. Can you hear me?
I can, Sparky, but right now we're talking about the Gender Equality Sex Offender Register. Homelessness is on the rise, and AG challenges FNM to test Bastian and Miller Bryce appointments in court.
Okay. Well, I guess the lady, you know, one thing to say, I got a surprise call a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
From our honorable friend and chronic caller, Papa, called to say he's doing well.
Okay.
And he's still a PSD.
Okay.
And I said, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
All is
Papa, I can't believe that. Have a great day.
Listen, all is well with the world now that we know Papa is okay. Shout to him and for him, reaching out for him. And Papa, thank you for reaching back. I ain't mad you ain't called my show to tell Sparky you're okay. I just glad you're okay. Right? 10th anniversary gender equality referendum was held in 2016, but the discussion began all the way back in 2002 when Hubert Alexander Ingram held a referendum with 7 different questions. One of those questions pertained to gender equality. Hubert Ingram then announced or declared whoever wins the referendum will win the election. And subsequently, the referendum questions received no votes, or no, you know, no's, majority of no's. And then the FNM lost the election. And two, that's where the conversation starts. And I want to say for me, for this discussion, but of course, this is advocacy. These conversations, the referendum, is a result of advocacy that had taken place over decades, attempting to ascertain or achieve constitutional equality between men and women. I really want to walk down that road, but look here, these headlines this morning are just fascinating, right? I want to start with this one. AG challenges FNM to test Bastian and Miller Bryce appointments in court. Attorney General Wayne Monroe yesterday challenged the Free National Movement to take its concerns over the cabinet appointments of Sebastian Bastian and Leslie Miller Bryce, who both have ties to the gaming industry, to court. His comment came after FNM Senator Arinthia Komalafe yesterday raised concerns once again over the Davis administration's failure to address concerns over its appointment of individuals with ties to the gaming industry as cabinet members. We go to page 5 quickly. The Gaming Act bars cabinet members or their family members from holding gaming licenses or significant financial interests in the holder of such a license. Despite this, however, Bastian, an Island Luck co-founder, was appointed Minister of Innovation and National Development, a newly created ministry, while Miller Bryce, whose husband co-founded AssureWin, was appointed Minister of Culture, Arts and Heritage, also a new ministry. There has been no amendment to the Gaming Act, and Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis previously said he had no intention of bringing amendments to allow Bastian and Miller Bryce to sit in his cabinet. Let's stick a pin right there. I'm not quite sure that's exactly what the Prime Minister said. I'm certain the Prime Minister said he had no intention of amending the Gaming Act. I'm certain of that. But see, you guys, we talking to lawyers. The said with the KC now behind their names. They're very sharp. They're very, very sharp. I'm not quite sure the Prime Minister explicitly attached the second part to the first part. I know he said he had no intention of amending the gaming. What does that mean? That means that we should have questioned whether an amendment was required to achieve what it is they wanted to achieve. But that's not the point of me reading this. Here's the point of me reading this. Wayne Monroe, Attorney General, challenges FNM to test Bastian and Miller Bryce appointments in court, while me, Aaron Green, just a jabroni, not a lawyer, not a member of the political class, just a jabroni, I challenge the FNM to test the appointment of the independent senators. document that I had that it said was released from the... Now, when I found the link on a reputable social media site, it said it had the parliamentary channel attached to it. I could not find the post on their page, but the shared post listed independent senators as Jerome Fitzgerald, Barbara Cartwright, and Wayne Monroe. And I just saying, the Munka fiasco, after the Renan Enfield fiasco, maybe y'all wanted to be certain about who it is you're appointing, right? But in what context, in what interpretation of the word independent do these three fit as independent senators? That's all. So while the AG is challenging the FNM to test the Bastian and Miller Bryce appointments in the court, right? I say test the validity of the independence of the three independent senators per the Parliamentary Channel post, Cartwright, Fitzgerald, and Monroe. That's all. That's all. Why challenge it now? Why challenge it now? Why y'all didn't challenge it? Is that why y'all called such a quick election? So you wouldn't give people enough time to engage the issues? I don't know. I will forever be asking why y'all called a quick election. Same way I'll forever be asking why y'all like Cornish hen so much. I know my whole life, Cornish hen stay in the food store. Stay in the food store. Cornish hen every Sunday, Cornish hen, Cornish hen. I became a queen at cooking Cornish hen. I don't understand how y'all like the taste of it. Another headline, sex offender register could fuel vigilantes. Crisis center head, restrict information to relevant agencies. Restrict information to relevant agencies. Below that, the second headline, Dr. Dean Patterson says child sex abuse referrals remain high. Is there a correlation? Child sex abuse referrals remain high. At the same time, the crisis center head suggests, we can get into the article, restrict information to relevant agencies. Could it be that the sex abuse referrals remain high because we are not properly using the tools that we have implemented to eradicate these issues? Let's go to the first headline, sex offender register could fuel vigilantes. Crisis Center Director Sandra Dean Patterson has warned against opening the sexual offenders register to the public, saying giving access in a small country like the Bahamas could fuel vigilantism, weaken monitoring efforts, and fail to make children safer. Ms. Dean Patterson said the Crisis Center supports the register and had long pushed for its creation because of growing concern over the sexual abuse and exploitation of children. However, she said access should be restricted to agencies responsible for child protection and offender supervision, including the police, social services, and the prison system. Her comments follow a recent Eyewitness News report in which a mother said she believed a convicted pedophile was targeting her 10-year-old child. The mother said she reported the matter, and we go to page 5, to the police, but was told there was little authorities could do because she had not caught this in the act. Quote, we were alarmed at the increasing number of children that were being violated and exploited in the country, and we thought it was important for us to get a handle on it, be aware of what the problem is, and make sure that we're addressing it, Ms. Dean Patterson said yesterday. Although the register is now in place, she said the crisis center does not support public access. Quote, I know the public would like to know who these sex offenders are, but we are not the United States, the United Kingdom, or a size where you can identify these sex offenders and have them somewhere where they're not going to hurt children, close quote, she said. Okay, so I am terribly troubled by this. I'm really trying to be open to understanding the arguments being put forward, right? See, because my thing is in the United States of America, sex offenders are not restricted to live in any particular zone, right? Here's my thing. Are we once again shifting the burden away from state mechanisms onto people who are hardly prepared to carry the burden? Here's what I mean. Right? Here's what I mean. Like, who, I'm really trying to gather the words, y'all forgive me, in this moment. Just a little bit of disclosure. My mother is also part of the crisis center. Right? What do you mean that the public, see, first of all, don't suggest that people are doing it so they could identify who these people are and make social media videos and expose them to the public, right? Like, to know, right? But let's stick a pin there. Here's the thing. These cases are public record. These cases are public record. What stops a member of the public or an NGO, properly registered NGO, from constructing a sex registry from the information that should be available in the public domain? Right? This is the first point. What prevents us from doing that? Here's the second point now that I've gathered my thoughts, right? Are you shifting blame because you refuse to acknowledge what is an administrative crisis? It takes me back to the conversation surrounding the enhancement or the amendment of provisions and regulations related to liquor stores, right? I'm going to pull up the article when I find it. Of course, I can only pull it up when I find it. Where the then chair of the town hall planning committee, I think, when questioned about the existence of stores in breach of the violations, like too close to a school, too close to, right? The person indicated that this happens because of a lack of public response. So is it that the legislation is written in a way that you are restricted from being within 200 meters of a school, but if nobody objects to your application, we just go approve it anyway? That's what it calls to mind, right? Are you telling me that we cannot have a public sex registry because you cannot rely on the proper operation of state mechanisms and officers? You cannot rely on them doing their job. Right? Like, is it that you can't convince the police that they also have an obligation to protect sex offenders from vigilante justice? Is that what the problem is? Because the state is already trying to suggest to us that they don't have an obligation to ensure that children are safe. Right? Like, we have children we know are living in unregulated communities. We know that they are traveling, like their route to school and back to home is dangerous. That in the winter, they travel in long distances in the dark to provide real solutions for it. Is that why we can't have a public sex registry? Right when you go to page 5, right underneath it, it says BCC director warns parents of online grooming threat. We have a cyber crimes unit, right? Let's go to the second article. Dr. Dean Patterson says child sex abuse referrals remain high. Bahamas Crisis Center director Sandra Dean Patterson, doctor, said child sex abuse referrals to the organization have not declined, months after she revealed that more than 200 children sought help in 2025, as advocates warned that poverty, online predators, and strained family structures are deepening the crisis facing children. Speaking at a press conference yesterday to announce a parenting forum scheduled for Friday as part of the inaugural National Day of Parents Observance, said children under 16 who have been sexually assaulted continue to be referred to the crisis center by police and the Child Health and Child Development Information System. There seems to be a disconnect in this conversation because we need a public sexual registry, and I feel like the only thing stopping us from having it is a lack of political will and the refusal to divert resources where necessary to educate the public and to strengthen public and state institutions. Surely that cannot be the reason why we have a public sex registry that the public can't see. Anyway, just now, reversing on Bay Street and horns are now being ignored. Lawlessness is now normal. They run in the red light on Bay Street in front of the policeman. On Bay Street, right by East Street, right by the police station. Right there. You were disagreeing with Lila Green. You grown enough for that. You only see I pause for like 7 minutes of silence. But yes, I think I am. All critical interrogation on public issues. And I hope we're all old enough to do that. Yeah. Tomorrow, we talking foolishness, bae, and some news. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Thank you so much, producer. You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.